Jesus Christ founded the church. The Second Vatican Council eagerly desires, by proclaiming the gospel to every creature, to bring the light of Christ to all men, a light brightly visible on the countenance of the church. It is clear, then, that the church depends entirely on Christ, as the light of the moon depends on the light of the sun. St. Augustine said that the church is Christ among us. Christ's hands keep on healing us through the sacraments of the church. His lips keep on teaching us the doctrine that the church teaches. The church continues Christ's mission. That is the reason why Christ founded the church. When we profess our faith in the Creed, we say, I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. The church is a mother who takes care of us with the sacraments and Christ's doctrine, and leads us to heaven. Jesus Christ founded the church to continue his work on earth. Jesus Christ came to the world to redeem and save us, but he had to go back to heaven. However, as the redemption had to reach all men, Christ founded the church with the mission of continuing on earth the divine plan of salvation. Thus, the church is not a human invention, but something specifically willed by God. What is the church? The word church means assembly, a fitting word because the church is the new people of God, assembled by the word and established by the grace that we receive through the sacraments. The church was founded by Christ and is governed by the Pope and by the bishops, who lead the Christian faithful to salvation under the guidance of the Holy Spirit. In the Bible, we find other equivalent words like the kingdom of God, the new people of God, the body of Christ, etc. We become part of the church on the day of our baptism, through which we become disciples of Christ. The foundation of the church. In the Gospel, we see the stages by which Christ founded his church. He began preaching the kingdom of God. He selected 12 apostles and gave them special powers. One of the apostles, Peter, was designated his vicar, and Christ gave him supreme power over the whole church. Jesus performed many miracles to show that with him the kingdom of God had arrived. With his death on the cross, he obtained salvation for all men, and the last stone of this magnificent building was the coming of the Holy Spirit, sent by him from heaven on the day of Pentecost. The mystery of the church. The church, founded by Christ, has special characteristics that make it different from all other denominations we know. The church is, at the same time, human and divine, visible and invisible. The church is both hierarchical and charismatic, but the charisms are subordinated to the hierarchy, because the hierarchy governs the church in the name of Christ, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, from whom charisms spring. Christ founded only one church, and the Catholic Church is the only true church. Christ founded only one church. He spoke of one flock and one shepherd. The true church, founded by Christ, is one, holy, Catholic, and apostolic, as we recite in the Creed. One, because there is only one Pope, only one faith, and the same sacraments. Holy, because Jesus Christ is the founder, and he is most holy. Holy, too, are his doctrine, and the means to become saints, the sacraments. Finally, holy also because there have been, there are, and there always shall be, saints in the Church. Catholic, which means universal, because all men are called to the Church's bosom, and because she is spread throughout the world. The church will last until the end of the world, and it is the same church everywhere, the same Pope, the same creed, and the same sacraments. Apostolic, because it is built upon the apostles and teaches what they had taught. The Pope and the bishops are the legitimate successors of Peter and the other apostles. The church founded by Jesus Christ is today the Catholic Church, because only in the Catholic Church can we find these four characteristics, and because it is the only one that has all the means of salvation that have been entrusted to her by Christ. To love Christ is to love the Church. Saint Cyprian said, "Nobody can have God as Father if he does not have the Church as Mother." As we progress in knowledge of the Church, we understand that it would be a serious mistake to accept Christ while opposing the Church. It would also be a contradiction, because Christ founded his Church to preach his doctrine and to administer the sacraments as the means of salvation. Our duties towards the Church. We Christians are very lucky that our Lord made us belong to the Church. Consequently, with gratitude and love we say, "I believe in the Church that is one, holy, Catholic and apostolic." Our duties towards our Mother, the Church, are to believe what she teaches, to do what she commands, to love her truly, feeling happy and honored to belong to her. And since love is shown in deeds, we have to pray for the Church, for the Pope, for the bishops, for all Christians. And when we attend Holy Mass, we can offer it for the Church and for the intentions of our own bishop. Furthermore, we have to assist the Church in its necessities. Resolutions for Christian life. Give thanks to God for having founded the Church, which continues Christ's mission among men. Meditate on and draw resolutions from the affirmation made by Saint Cyprian: "Nobody can have God as Father if he does not have the Church as Mother."